What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Hi, welcome to, what are we at now? Episode 5 of season 2 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following along. I always just get so surprised at how many people actually listen to this, because I've said so many times before and people have asked me, what's your podcast about? I never really quite know the answer. I think I finally discovered the answer. It's just like my personal diary that I made public. So not really my personal diary. It's just my diary that I made public and just try to have fun with and put into podcast form. So thanks for being here. Thanks for following along. If you follow me on social medias, thank you for following me there as well. And sorry if ever I'm just too much. That's just how I am. If you're watching on YouTube, you can already see I have a veil on. I'm not really sure how to wear this veil with headphones at the moment. Maybe I'll just cover my headphones up with it. But this is my real whole wedding veil that I wore at my wedding. And we're going to talk about my wedding today, because I kind of teased it. I kind of talked about my wedding like a tiny bit in the last episode. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I should talk about my wedding finally. Like, we're at that point where I can totally talk about my wedding. I got my wedding photos back. I've been sharing that on my socials, on my Instagram mostly. And just like wedding stuff is still kind of on the brain a little bit for me, just because I just got my photos back, which has been exciting. I've been making like photo books for the moms. They're supposed to come into the mail actually today. I'm very excited about it because I finally got my photos back. And then, you know, you got to put them into picture books. You got to print out stuff. You got to put them in frames around the house, the whole thing. So that's kind of what I've been focusing on the last couple of weeks. And it's been exciting for me. And I love all of my photos. They're so amazing. If you do want to check out the ones that I have posted so far, my Instagram is probably the best place for it, at the Nina Blanco. But yeah, let's talk about the wedding, because the wedding was, it was interesting. It was a little bit unexpected, only because when I was first planning this wedding, I mean, I went through so many different like kind of phases. I almost had a wedding in Mexico. I don't know if I've even talked about this on the podcast, but I almost like eloped kind of and just had like a mini wedding in Mexico. And because I was having troubles, because weddings are expensive. Weddings are crazy expensive. And it's funny because this last past weekend, my friend Chelsea, who I used to do a podcast with, who and I worked at iHeartRadio with together with her, she had a birthday celebration. And so we went out for her birthday celebration. We're hanging out. We're getting real schwasty pants. And we're just having a lot of fun. And she really loves her boyfriend. They've been together for a while. And they're talking about wedding stuff and potentially planning for the future. And a couple of her friends there as well. We're talking about wedding planning. They're engaged to be married. And their wedding is coming up this year. And it's exciting times. But they were also stressing about how expensive it is. And yeah, weddings alone are expensive. Weddings in a popular big metro city are a little bit more expensive. And hi, we live in Denver. It's a really cool place to live. It's got the mountains. It's got these incredible views. Like, yeah, they're going to up the price on these wedding packages. Unfortunately, for all of us normies who just need to like try to pay whatever it is that like astronomical price that they're asking for, which is, it's just crazy. So we're talking about wedding stuff. And I was like, yeah, you know, my wedding plans changed a couple of times. At first, you know, you get engaged, you're all excited. You're thinking about all the people you're going to invite. Of course, you want your whole family there. I'm Mexican. I have like 9 aunts and uncles, and then a lot of cousins that spawned from all of those aunts and uncles. The boy is Italian. Same thing. He's got 8 aunts and uncles and all the cousins that spawned from all of those aunts and uncles. And on top of that, you know, friends from school and college and life. And it just, after writing down every single name of people that we would like to invite, it was like 180 people. It was a lot of people. It was almost a 200-person wedding. And so we're like, oh, damn, a 200-person wedding. I've heard of those. Can't believe we're in this position right now. Let's look at it. So we look at it, and it was just way too expensive. It was completely out of our budget. And at this point, I wasn't even unemployed when we were first planning this part of it. And still, it was like, this is too much. And the boy had to bring me back down to earth, because I was ready to do it. You know me, I get excited. And I mean, I was working at the time. I had some money saved. And I was like, who cares? It's our wedding. Let's do it. But the boy, thankfully, he was like, no, 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 no. If we're going to get married, we got to talk about these whole, you know, financial things. And that's not going to happen, babe. So I'm like, all right, fine, fine, fine. What else can we do? Well, then I got laid off of work. I'm like, shit. Now I only have my savings. I don't have any more money coming in right now. And I have to plan this wedding. Stress, stress, stress. What do we do? I freak out and I'm like, let's go to Mexico. Because at this point, like looking back on it now, like I had to have been manic, right? Like I had to have been just going crazy, just being in that position and not having money and not knowing what the future holds. The only thing that I knew was that I wanted to marry the boy at that point. And so, you know, life has just been so nuts since we got engaged, I swear. But, you know, such is life, right? I'm trying not to complain about it. So I'm like, we're gonna get married in Mexico. Let's go to Mexico. Because the boy was like, what if we did a smaller wedding? Like, that would be my dream wedding, something small, simple, and not too expensive. And I'm like, ugh, cool story, bro. That's not what I want. So we had to talk about it. But when the Mexico thing came up, I was reaching out to places, destination weddings, a spot on Isla Mujeres, which is an island that the boy and I, we've gone to before. He really likes it. It's his favorite place in Mexico. And so I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. And so I'm reaching out to all these places. I'm in communication with these places. And I mean, they're on island time. Can't really blame them, right? I wish I was there. But at the same time, we kind of moved the wedding date up. Originally, we were thinking, yeah, August 2022. But then when I was like, okay, Mexico, that's just a little far away in August. And then we also have, I have some family that they work for the school district and a school starts back in August and they're not going to be able to, they're going back to school. They're not going to be able to take off work to go to Mexico. So we're like, okay, let's move it up. And I had a June 4th, 2022 Mexico wedding planned. That never happened. That didn't happen, obviously. But I was trying to plan this thing. And then it was just like the amount of money that we were going to end up spending. We way brought the list down of people that we were going to invite. It was like 40 people that we were going to invite for our immediate family and like the bridal party. We were going to like try to rent out an entire hotel, basically this little boutique hotel, and rent out all the rooms for them. You know, that's where we could splurge a little bit more. And then after thinking about it and looking at these prices, I mean, first of all, the communication with, you know, these venues, it wasn't great. Again, they were on island time. Can't really blame them. But also, I'm trying to get shit done. And it was a little difficult. And then by the end of it, I'm like, man, we're looking at spending nearly $20,000 on this destination wedding. And then I joined all these Facebook groups. And there's so many things that you just don't think about. You have import tax in and out of the country for all your wedding stuff. I mean, of course, I was going to try to bring decor and stuff like that. Like in these wedding groups, they're like, yeah, bring your own because you can purchase from there, but they way up price it and blah, blah, blah. You can bring your own stuff. But yeah, you have to pay import taxes on what you bring in. And then anyone who gets you a gift there at the wedding, you have to pay import taxes on the way back out and stuff. And so I'm like, man, like that's just more to think about. We're already spending like 20 plus on this destination wedding. I'm like, we might as well just have a wedding a little bit smaller here in Colorado. It's going to make it easier for everyone. So the Mexico wedding, it never happened, but it was like essentially planned. If anyone wants to elope in Mexico, I'll give you my plans. I have them all. I have contact info for a couple different resorts at Isla Mujeres if you're interested. But we're like, okay, back to kind of plan A, except it's still going to be plan C because we need to figure something else out because we cannot have 180 people at this wedding. We just can't afford that. And so I've talked about this in season one of the podcast. I was really upset about not having to, like not being able to afford to invite everyone. It was a little heartbreaking for me, but it was just something at that moment that we needed to do. And it sucked. It did suck. And I still feel a little bit awkward about it. Luckily, I've been just shown a lot of love from my side of the family, as well as the boy's side of the family, all of our aunts and uncles and cousins and whoever couldn't be there, who couldn't like get that invitation, unfortunately, from us. And it's cool. Luckily, it is cool. And that's kind of like whew, thank goodness for family. Like, we're all going to be here together forever, right? That's just, it is what it is in our lifetime. We're here with each other. So why be mad over something so little as that, you know? And at the end of the day, it's money. And money's, it's hard. Life is hard and money sucks, but we need it. And it is what it is. But we did end up just planning our wedding at Red Rocks, which it is a smaller venue. So that actually helped a little bit with like, hey, we can only afford this. And their maximum capacity is like 80 people. And so we ended up inviting 75. We settled on that number and it was good. And about 75 people came. And it was great. It was so much fun. Our wedding was at the Red Rocks Trading Post backyard. If you've been to Red Rocks, it's where the museum is. That like terracotta building that's at the bottom. It's before you get up to the parking lots at Red Rocks. It's like on your way up there. There's this terracotta building. It has the Colorado like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's got a museum in there. It's also like where their souvenirs are for Red Rocks and stuff like that. And at the back of that building, they have this gorgeous backyard where you can see like Red Rocks on one side of it. And then the other side of it is just this beautiful view with these gorgeous other like red formations. Rocks, and it's just beautiful, and it's a grassy area, and it's outdoors. And while we're planning, we're like, okay, August 20th, that's gonna be our date, which everyone had a problem with, but it was fine. August 20th, that's our date. And in August, we're like, okay, it's gonna be warm because this is Colorado, this is Denver, it's warmer than people think. And in August, especially, it gets pretty damn hot. We're talking about 100 degree days all the time. So the year before, in 2021 of August 20th, we went to a concert. And I was like, let's go to this concert because, yeah, the boy likes this band. It was like a reggae band. But also because I want to be there. I know it's a year out and obviously like the next year, weather could change. But let's just make sure because in my mind, I'm like, it's going to be dreadfully hot. So we go there a year before on our wedding date for this concert. We check everything out. It was a nice, beautiful, warm day. And so I'm like, cool, if we could have this, it's a little hot, but if we could have this at the wedding, that'd be great. Well, 2022 comes around and August comes around, and then the week of my wedding comes around, and there's rain in the forecast all week. And I'm like, man, this sucks. But it was raining the week of my wedding, like Monday through like Thursday. So I was like, well, this is a lot of rain for Colorado. We don't normally get this much rain. And especially that many days in a row, like this has got to be clearing up hopefully by Saturday. So Friday comes and it's still raining. And I'm like, man, what are we going to do? And in the forecast, it's still showing like 40, 50% chance of rain. So I'm like, there's a chance. There's a chance that it's not actually going to rain on us. But just in case, because there is this chance, we need to do something. So I reach out in my wedding groups and I'm like, fellow Colorado brides, I'm freaking out because it's going to rain this weekend on my wedding. It's August. I didn't expect this coming. Is anyone selling clear umbrellas? That's what I was looking for. Clear umbrellas to help with photos and, you know, whatever. So I had all these offers. People were selling clear umbrellas, but there was this one bride. She was like, hey, I have 5 clear umbrellas. I used my Cricut machine to put like Love is in the Air on a couple of them. Some of them don't have anything. Some of them have Love is in the Air on it, but they're clear umbrellas. Bride to bride, a fellow bride helped me at my wedding. I want to help you. And you can have these umbrellas for free as long as you return them to me after your wedding. Anytime after your wedding, you know, a few weeks afterwards. I know it gets hectic. I don't know if you're going on a honeymoon, but just, you know, sometime in the next month after your wedding, but you can totally have them for free. And I was like, oh my gosh, the camaraderie of women. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. Thank you so freaking much. And I met up with her husband at a gas station parking lot and I grabbed these free umbrellas, but there was 5 of them. They were clear. They were perfect. Obviously I was having a 75 person wedding. 5 umbrellas isn't going to do it for all 75 people, but like this was also just in case. So the day before the wedding, we get to the rehearsal. Already things are a little bit not going wrong, but I'm just clearly having too much fun having all my friends and family in town. Because friends and family are already in town, especially our bridal party and stuff like that. And the Thursday before the wedding, we had the maid of honor had stayed the night and the best man and his wife had stayed the night at our house. They just needed like a spot to stay just that one night, like for sure. And then we got real drunky, or I guess I should say I got real drunky, and I was being annoying and loud, and I lost my voice. I lost my voice the week of the wedding. Yeah. So, you know, that was on like the Thursday, Friday before the wedding, and that was on Saturday. And so already I'm like, oh shit. So it's gonna be like this. But fully lost my voice. It was so bad, so raspy, you could barely understand me. It was so bad. But I lost my voice. And so that's how we kicked things off. And then for the rehearsal, we get to the rehearsal on Friday to Red Rocks. And a guy's meeting us there that works there. And he's going to, you know, show us all around. And we have the wedding party there. We have the moms there. And this is the order that we're going to stand up. And then we're going to go down this staircase as we're going down the aisle and the music starts. And, you know, the whole thing, you've just got to just make sure everyone knows the plan. So we're going through the plan. And by the way, it is a beautiful sunny day. I was actually a little bit pissed because if you look in my wedding photos, you can see I have a little bit of a tan line on my shoulders. And it's because of that Friday before at the rehearsal, it was this gorgeous, beautiful, sunny, amazing day. And then of course it rained on my wedding, but you know, whatever. But yeah, I got that suntan and I was like, cool, cool, cool. Don't love that. But you know, it's okay. It was my bad. I didn't put on sunscreen on my shoulders and I totally should have. But you know, we're there doing the rundown and everything. And then the guy that's there, he's like, hey, by the way, you know, in case it does rain, if it is in the forecast, like, what do you want to do about it? And I'm like, let's go through a couple plans. We go through plan A, B, and C. We had backup plans for rain coming into the wedding, just in case, because you got to think about these things. And he's like, great, no problem. I will totally help you coordinate this. If that happens, hopefully it doesn't, but I will be there for you guys. And I'm kind of like the lead in everything, the team lead or whatever, because the chef's going to be back there cooking. We have our staff, you know, serving stuff. We have our bartenders, and I'm going to be kind of like the manager of everyone. So if anything goes wrong or you need anything tomorrow for your wedding, like, I'm the guy. I will be there. And I'm like, dude, thank you so much. That is so great just to have like another person who knows what's going on be there. Cool. So we go to the rehearsal dinner, and the rehearsal dinner, oh, it was at the Fort. I love the Fort. I love the Fort so much. If you've not been to the Fort restaurant, you need to. It is historical. It is legendary. It is delicious. The views are amazing, and it's so close to Denver. I feel like people kind of forget about it out there, but it's so great, and they treated us so well. The area where we had the rehearsal dinner, it was kind of like its own private area. We had our two own private waiters. Everything was just incredible. I can't say anything better about the Fort there. I mean, having our rehearsal dinner there was the best. There was no other place that could have topped it. It was incredible. And I want to go back to the Fort for, like, I don't know, a birthday dinner or something soon, because I just love it so much. And I'm like, man, we really should go there more often. We need to go there more often. I love them a lot. So shout out to the Fort restaurant. But our rehearsal dinner, it was so great. I cried so much. I cried so much at the rehearsal dinner because there was a couple speeches and stuff like that. And I cried so much, and I just was feeling all the love and all of our close family and friends and stuff. They were all there, and it was really great. And so I was like, good. I cried a whole lot today because I was nervous about the wedding day, because I'm like, I'm going to cry during the vows and you're not going to be able to understand me. Oh, and also, I lost my voice, so even more so, you're not going to be able to understand me. Cool, cool, cool. I love that so much. So because I was crying so much at the rehearsal dinner, I'm like, cool, I hope I got it all out. Hopefully, we'll see how tomorrow goes. But I was just so excited, and I was just so giddy. Like, even though some things already were a little bit going wrong, I didn't even think about it. I didn't care. Everything was just so wonderful to me at that point as well. So the wedding day comes up. And of course, the month of the wedding, I was having trouble sleeping. It might have just been anxiety of everything going on. It might have just been stress to make sure that everything's going to go right. I mean, I feel like that's kind of normal. But of course, on my wedding day, I couldn't sleep. I fell asleep, obviously the night before, and then I woke up at like 3:45, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was not able to go back to bed. And I'm like, shit, I'm awake so early and it's going to be a long day. I want to try to stay up as long as I can tonight for the wedding night. But I'm just like, man, okay, cool, cool, cool. Don't stress about it. It is what it is. Drink some coffee, girlfriend. You're going to have to get through it. I'll buy myself some 5-hour energies to help me get through the day because this is my wedding day. Like, I'm not going to be a sleepy, grumpy bitch. I'm just not. So already I'm just trying to hype myself up. Like, girl, it's going to be fine. So I'm already awake in the morning. And by the way, the boy and I, we're not traditional in any way, shape, or form. We totally, like, were together, slept in the same bed the night before the wedding. It was whatever. Yes, technically, we saw each other in the morning of the wedding day, but then I kicked him out of the room, and then he didn't see me until I walked down the aisle, so I don't want to hear it. But I got up, and since I was awake so early, I'm like, man, what am I going to do? I was like, okay, I'm not just going to sit here in this fucking hotel room, tiptoeing around. Like, what am I gonna do? Watch TV? Like, no, I got shit to do today. So I'm like, I'm gonna go to the grocery store and buy stuff for mimosas. I wanted to buy like croissants and fruits and stuff for like all my girls coming in. I was gonna do this like later in the day, but I'm like, let me just do it now. Let me get it out of the way. That way I don't have to drag my maid of honor out with me. I'm already up. Let me just go do this. So I kind of felt like a runaway bride because I'm like leaving the hotel and going by myself the morning of my wedding day to just like run this errand. So I go to the grocery store, I come back, and it's about time that people are finally like waking up and people are texting me and what time do you want me to be over and do you need anything else? And so, you know, the rest of the morning goes by, I'm drinking myself some coffee, I kick the boy out of the room. My mom and I, we were gonna go get our hair done. I had looked at getting a hairstylist to come to our room and do the whole thing. Man, I mean, I respect the art of it, but it was just a little out of my price range. It was out of all of our price range for to bring a hairstylist to the room. Couldn't swing it. So I made an appointment for my mom and I to get our hair done at this cute little salon in Golden. I'm not going to say which salon it was because it was not a great experience. I'm not trying to drag them. I don't want to drag them. The salon was really nice. I'm sure it was great. It's just my hairstylist, of course, was not so great. This freaking girl. I swear to you. So we get into the hair salon and they're like, okay, yay, wedding day. Oh my goodness. This is the bride. This is the mother of the bride. Like, what do you guys want to do? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, let's get my mom started first because her hair is really thick and really curly. And sometimes her hair just takes a little bit longer than anticipated. Where my hair, yes, it's really long, but it's kind of easy to work with. I'm not going to lie, like hashtag blessed, but it's easy to work with my hair. It pretty much does whatever you want it to do. And so I'm like, let's get my mom started. This very nice lady, I was like, you go ahead and get started with my mom. I was just trying to be nice and also think about time. And so finally she was like, okay, no problem. Your stylist will be here momentarily. Just like, you know, sit and wait. And I was like, okay, sounds good. So that already tells me that my hairstylist is like late for work. Okay. So we're like the first appointment. We're like 9 a.m. when they like first open up. So I'm already in my mind like, okay, cool. Hairstylist is late. No problem. No problem. No problem. Well, she gets there like pretty timely. No problem. Let's get it going. So she starts doing my hair. And I swear to you, this girl was so hungover and on the verge of throwing up. She probably did throw up while she was there because several times while she was doing my hair, she was like, I'll be right back. And just like left and went into the back room and just disappeared for a couple minutes and then would come back and like, okay, da 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 da. And she really wasn't like very talkative. Like you could just tell this girl was queasy and hungover and needed to throw up. Either she did or she did several times or she tried to. This girl was trying to throw up. Like, It was not good. And I was like, man, like, why do I have to have this stylist? And I mean, she kind of sucked at my hair. It was so sloppy. I had so many like little hairs all over. Like, she didn't try to smooth it down at all. And like, it is a lot of hair, so it can weigh things down. And there was not nearly enough hairspray. Whatever. It was fine. Again, I was just like, nothing's gonna ruin my day today. Like, this bitch sucks. I'm still gonna tip her. She's clearly hungover. Not cool, but at least my hair is done. When we get back to the room, I'll have the girls fix it and like smooth it down, whatever. It was just annoying. You know what I mean? So once we got back to the suite, everything was better. Like, all my girls were there. My makeup artist, Leandra, by the way, Leandra was my makeup artist. Hold on, let me look up her Instagram so you can go follow her too. Leandra J on Instagram, Denver makeup artist, licensed esthetician. She does lashes, but she also does makeup. And yeah, Leandra did my makeup and I did a trial with her and everything. So she and I, we already like talked about my makeup look and we were going to be ready. And I gave her the schedule. I was like, do all the bridesmaids first and then my mom and then we'll do me and we'll be good. So once we got back to the suite at the hotel, everything was just so much better. They were there eating croissants and fruit and drinking mimosas and we're getting our makeup done and the girls are doing their own hair and we're just getting things ready. We're steaming all the dresses and just with music on and everything. It was great. It was so much fun. But then things started going wrong again. I get a text from my DJ. He says, hey, I know it's a busy day. It's your wedding day. Congratulations. Can you give me a call really quick? And I'm like, oh, shit. So I call the DJ and he's like, hey, I am so sorry to tell you this, but I was at a DJ gig last night at a club and I tripped and broke my ankle. I cannot come and DJ your wedding today. So I'm like, what? Oh, shit. So he has a whole business. This is the guy who like runs the business. So I was essentially talking to the owner of the DJ company. And he was like, but don't worry. Like, I know this sounds bad. I'm so sorry. It's not me who's going to be there, but I do have a replacement as long as you're okay with that. He's one of my like trusted DJs. He knows what he's doing. I already gave him the full rundown of everything that you're wanting and everything that you're looking for your music and everything. He knows everything that I know. As long as it's okay, he will be there for you. I apologize. It's not going to be me. I broke my ankle, but you will have a DJ. So I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, sure, yeah, that's fine. So already I'm like, oh my gosh, freaking DJ. So I text the boy because we're not together in the same room, but I just texted him just to let him know, like, hey, there was a DJ situation, but don't worry, we still have a DJ, but this is what happened. And he goes, oh, funny you should say that because I got a phone call today too from someone else. I'm like, oh my God, what else is happening? Like, what? So the day before when we were at the rehearsal at Red Rocks, our like coordinator manager guy who was like, I'll be there for you. I got all the plan A, B, C, rain plans. I got you. I'm going to be there for you. Not there. Mm-mm. He's not coming. He called the boy in the morning and was like, hey man, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but I'm actually not going to be at your wedding today. I know I said I would, but I proposed to my girlfriend last night and we're going on a trip to celebrate. So I'm not going to be at your wedding to help coordinate everything. What? What? Are you kidding me? Dude, first of all, that's bad karma for your own damn wedding whenever your wedding happens. Someone's going to cancel on you and it's going to be a big deal. Ugh. But like, how do you not know that you're going to propose the night before? And when you're planning to be at this wedding the next day, you're kind of the coordinator manager. And I'm like, oh my gosh, whatever. I've had such an issue. Dude, and I hate saying this on the podcast. I really do. But I love Red Rocks so much. I love our venue. Our venue was incredible. But the people who, the wedding coordinators, the event coordinators that are working for them right now, not great. It was a terrible experience. the entire time from start to frickin' finish. And I know I've talked about it a lot in season one. I definitely bitched at them after the wedding because there was some more stuff that went down that was just not cool. And it's just unfortunate that they don't have a solid team because it's such a solid venue. And it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be as hard as of an issue, as much of an issue as they were making everything, but whatever. But, you know, just another thing from Red Rocks. Unfortunately, this guy wasn't there because he decided to go propose to his girlfriend, but whatever. So we're like, okay, he's not going to be there. No problem. Because at the very least, like our bridal party, like we went through plan A, B, C and everything with them. So everyone knows still what should be going on. Hopefully it'll still be okay. And so, of course, all day long, we're checking the weather and it's like beautiful and sunny, like in the morning and stuff. And it's like, okay, maybe we might be all right. And then some clouds start forming over the mountain and clouds are coming in. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So as we're getting closer and closer to the wedding, all of these clouds are coming in and we're like, man, we're just going to have to deal. We might have a rainy wedding. I guess at least I have these umbrellas for like us and the bridal party, like for all of my other guests. I don't know. And so I just told the boy to text his mom and to text a couple aunts and uncles. Hey, if you have an umbrella, bring it because it's looking like rain. And so we're texting all of our family, like, if you have an umbrella, bring it. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. And so it's just like, what can you do? And so whatever, we're still having a good time. We're getting ready. Okay, it's time to go to the venue. So the limo shows up. We rented a limo and we get to the venue and we got there first. The girls got there first, the brides and the bridesmaids. So we got there and we're looking around and everything's kind of set up, kind of. But because rain is coming in, all the tables and chairs, the dinner tables and chairs were all set up in the lawn, but they did not put the tablecloths on them in case it was going to rain because then it's just going to soak the tablecloths, which is fine, but also not something that I was told in case of rain before because I also brought a decorator to help me set up and decorate at this time too because we're like an hour from the wedding. Another thing, kind of complaint about Red Rocks is if you're having a wedding there, you can't show up past 1 hour before your wedding. So you have 1 hour for any extra decorations and stuff like that. So I had to hire a decorator and her name is Madison. Hold on, let me look up her Instagram. Her Insta is starvingartist_by_MadisonSue. Starving Artist by Madison Sue. So Madison was a huge help. And she basically, like, I just gave her the rundown and the plan of, like, this is where this goes. Here's all the stuff. I sent her pictures of it. And here's what I want it to look like and whatever. And so she was wonderful. But she also kind of had to be on her toes a little bit because they didn't have, like, half the stuff set up because they were kind of preparing for rain. So she was just kind of, like, sitting there, like, I don't know what to do because they're not set up on their part. So I can't get set up on my part. And I'm just like, I'm sorry if you can wait, like I'll pay you an extra hour if this goes over or whatever. And she was great. She was really wonderful. She was able to just do what she needed to do, basically. So thank you, Madison. So once we get there, they have the tiniest little itty bitty bridal suite. And I was basically just hiding in this room and I was hiding in the bridal suite and trying to refresh my phone because there was not much of a signal that I could get to like check the weather. And I'm trying to see when is this rain gonna hit? Maybe it's your normal Red Rocks wedding or normal Red Rocks weather and it's just gonna blow through really quick. You know, if we have to delay for a little while, like we can do that. And so I'm just trying to look at the weather, trying while people are getting there, while this storm is like gathering above us. Also, there is a sold out reggae festival happening at Red Rocks as well. I talked about this in season one. I know, I'm just going to say it again. But I planned this wedding first knowing that there's potentially a concert, but didn't know which concert. I just did not expect that it was going to be a 3-day fully sold out reggae festival, which I'm cool with reggae music. It actually worked out really well because the boy and I, we played around that and we played reggae music and stuff at our wedding. We even invited like all of the artists that were going to be at the festival to our wedding. Like, hey, come on down. None of them did, but it's fine. But it was cool. It was totally fine that it was reggae. It's just that it was like a full festival, and it wasn't a normal concert. So the festival, instead of starting at like 5, 6, 7 p.m., it started at like 2 or 3 p.m., and my wedding didn't start till 4. So if it was a normal concert, it would have been fine. But because it was this festival, it was earlier, and we had to deal with traffic. We had to deal with parking. It was a freaking nightmare. But, you know, again, it was fine. Nothing's going to ruin my day. So as of right now, people are coming in, and I see that there's a crowd gathering kind of outside. And I'm wondering, you know, where are we on setup? And people are here. And what do we do? Should we delay the wedding a little bit? Is this rain going to hit as soon as we start? And we're trying to like look up the weather. And I'm looking up the weather and I can't really get a clear answer. But my niece, I forget which app it is, but she's like, this is a really good weather app. It's never failed me. I'm seeing that the rain is going to hit in 10 minutes, but it should fly by and it'll be done in like 30, 40 minutes. And I'm like, okay. Like we can delay 30 minutes. Like 30 minutes is nothing. So we finally have like info on the rain. And then I am like, okay, we need to tell someone. And I'm trying to send a text message, but my text didn't go through to the officiant, which is the boy's cousin. And I'm trying to send her a text message like, hey, come in here. I need to talk to you to see if she can like make the announcement or like tell the DJ like, hey, we're going to delay this 30 minutes. I think this is what we should do. And my text didn't go out to her. All I know is that it's getting closer and closer to 4 p.m. And we were going to start at like 4:05, 4:10. And it's getting closer and they're not coming in the room. And I'm like, oh no, I don't know what to do. Like I have to delay this wedding, but like I can't. It's like, I can't leave this room right now and I can't send any text messages and I can't. I'm like, so I'm trying to send my bridesmaids like, go find so-and-so in the green dress. And they're like, I don't know who this person is. And the next thing I know, I hear yelling on the outside. And I just hear people saying like, okay, we're gonna go. Everyone go take a seat. And I was like, oh no. Next thing I know, the officiant, the boy's cousin, and the boy's mom comes bursting into the room and they're like, okay, we're ready to go. We're going to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And I was like, no, we're going to wait. I wanted to wait. We're going to wait because the weather. And they're like, nope. We told everyone to go sit down. This wedding is happening now. Like, talk about some pushy ass Italians. I say that with love. I say that with love. I really do. But like, they're loud and they're very pushy and I couldn't get a word in. I was like, no. And they're like, yep, we're going now. So I'm like, okay, we're going now. So we go around the building. We get all lined up because we're going to go down this staircase with like red rocks behind it. It's real cute. But I guess they had everyone pretty much seated. And then we're like waiting. And so my photographer like comes with us and then we're waiting. And they're like, okay, I think they're just getting everyone settled. And then they're going to start the music. But we couldn't really hear the music because like we're around the corner behind a building and it's like windy and rainy. Like it's loud. We can't hear the music. And so the guys are all lined up in front of us. And then the girls were kind of hiding around the corner. I'm like hiding under a tree for some like shade from the water. And then next thing I know, I'm like, we've been standing here for a while. The photographer's like, I'll be right back. I'll let you know what's going on. And we've just been standing there for a while. And the photographer never came back. And I was like, what do we do? I was like, Raina, can you, like, my niece, I was like, can you look around the corner? She was my bridesmaids. I'm like, can you look around the corner and see where the guys are? Are they still standing there? Because I didn't want to look because the boy was right there, so it couldn't be me. So she's like, yeah, let me go check. And so she runs and she goes look around the corner. And then she comes back. She goes, they're gone. And I'm like, what? She's like, they're gone. They're not there. I'm like, oh my God, go, go. They went down the aisle. Go. She's like, oh shit, go. So we run down around the corner and we run to the top of the stairs and we're kind of like peeking around the building like, wait, okay, they're right there. They just went. Like we're okay. I thought for a second there, like the guys went and everyone's just like waiting. Like, what's going on now? Where's the bride? Why aren't they coming? Like, oh, shit. But luckily, the guys had just gone, but they were gone. And then we had to hurry up and go. And my stepdad was supposed to walk me down the aisle, and he was kind of waiting with all the guys. And he got confused, even though he knew the plan from the rehearsal beforehand. And he went down with the guys. And so I'm like, he's supposed to help me down these damn stairs in this big-ass dress. So I went down the stairs by myself, and then he met me at the bottom of the stairs, which is actually kind of cute, and it kind of worked out because, I don't know, I liked that. I liked that a lot. So it kind of worked out, but I'm like, go! I was around the corner at the top of the stairs calling for my stepdad. I'm like, get over here. And so he waited for me at the bottom of the stairs, and that's how that happened. So it is raining, it's drizzling as we're all walking down the aisle, and it's getting a little chilly because everyone is like cold, and you know, all the girls were like bare shoulders and everything, and as the wet rain is coming down on you and there's some wind coming through and stuff. And then I noticed that all of my guests, they're not all sitting in the seats because all the seats got wet. They're like standing up because they didn't want to get their butt wet on the seat, which I totally get that. So people were like standing up, some people were sitting, some people were like not even by the chairs, they were over by this tree, hiding under the tree over here. It was just a mess. People were all over the place. Some people brought umbrellas, and so we have all these brightly colored umbrellas everywhere. And then I get to like the actual aisle where I can finally see the boy, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. Like, at this point, it was just, I wasn't freaking out. I was just, again, I was not gonna let anything ruin my day. Like, I've seen, you know, the videos of bridezillas and people stressing out and oh my god, and crying and being hysterical, and I'm like, that's not what today is for. That's not what today is for. We're getting married. It's just going to be like whatever. Oh my God, am I getting emotional? I'm getting emotional. Sorry, these are happy tears. It's just like, it's funny and these are happy tears. And I was just like thinking about like, this is about love. This is about our wedding. This is about us being together. This is like whatever, a little bit of rain, like who cares? And I was like, it's not going to ruin my day. It's just not. And so it was really more so like funny to me. It was like funny that this was happening. Like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. Like, of course it would. Why wouldn't it be like a rainy, cold day instead of 105 like it normally is? Of course, it's because I'm getting married today. That's why, duh. So it was just more funny, and I was just in really great spirits, and so was everyone else. Like, there were just like a lot of giggles, and just like whenever a big gust of rain would come through, it was just a big splash of giggles, and it was cute, and it was fun to me. So I get down the aisle, and to my surprise, because this was not part of the plan, but thank goodness for my stepdad-in-law, the boy's stepdad, he went behind the officiant. They had this giant golf umbrella, which was like, it was huge. So it spanned to cover a bunch of people so it could cover me and the boy and the officiant in the middle. And he was behind her, like holding the umbrella, which was really sweet of him. My only complaint is that it was a white and blue striped umbrella. So it's in all of my pictures, but again, not their fault. I totally appreciate it. But he's standing there with this I think he was holding two umbrellas. He was holding like a clear umbrella and then his big umbrella. And then the big umbrella, because these huge like wafts of wind kept coming through, and this storm progressively got worse and worse and worse throughout the ceremony. So it started as a sprinkle at the beginning of the ceremony, and we're like, okay, we can deal with a sprinkle. And by the end of it, like literally as I was saying my vows, like thunderclap, like it was so funny. But every time a big gust of wind would come through, this giant ass golf umbrella would like flip inside out. There are so many pictures of umbrellas flipped inside out and people like, ugh. And then like, it's just so funny. It's just funny to me. I loved it though. I really did. It made it fun. It made it silly. It took away like all of my nerves. Like, I had zero nerves. I was more concerned about like, holy shit, I'm kind of cold up here, but it's fine. Everything's great. Okay, focus. Pay attention to what's going on. And the wind and the rain and everything, yeah, it definitely got progressively worse throughout the wedding. And then after the ceremony was over, like the rain was over, it was done. And we had a very quick ceremony. It was a 15-minute ceremony. And I told the boy's cousin. And I told the boy's mom, let's just wait. And they're like, nope, we're going now. But because of the distraction of the wind and the rain and the thunder and the flipping umbrellas and the giggling and all of it, I didn't cry nearly as much as I thought I was going to, which I think is a good thing because it was really just going to be a distraction and kind of confusing as to like, oh shit, like why is she crying that much? I don't know. No, it was so good. It was so good. I loved it. I still cried a little bit because I still got it through for sure. But it was like the perfect amount of crying. So I wasn't hysterical. And I do have the storm to thank for the fact that I wasn't hysterically crying because that was what I fully expected. But after the ceremony, we went off to take photos and we were taking photos kind of by the south entrance of Red Rocks where you get into Red Rocks, like that big, long, like staircase, you kind of have to zigzag up the side of the mountain. We're taking pictures there and people are showing up for the concert and everyone's just yelling out like, congratulations. There was like a bus going back and forth, bringing people up and down Red Rocks. And every time that bus would come through, he would stop and have all the passengers, because they were new passengers every time, have all the passengers like go out the window like, congratulations, you look so pretty. Like it was cute. It was so much fun. I loved the attention. What can I say? we were taking pictures. Our pictures are absolutely gorgeous. The rain actually helped like accentuate the colors. The colors really popped because it was fresh rain on top of all the Red Rocks and everything. And my dress, it was definitely dragging on the floor through like wet concrete, wet sand, wet rain, all of it. And so everyone was like, oh my gosh, let me hold your dress, hold your dress up. And I was like, you guys, I'm getting married at Red Rocks and it happens to be raining at my Red Rocks wedding. I'm like, just throw it on the floor. It's okay. If anything, it's going to get stained like red. And that's kind of fucking cool. I'm like, I already paid for this dress. It is what it is. I don't know what I'm going to do with this dress afterwards, but just put it on the floor. I don't want to, it's who cares? Put it on the floor. I don't even want it to be a big deal. Throw it on the floor. And so we did. And it actually like kind of had this really cool like ombre effect of the like red sand on the bottom. And it kind of like ombre'd up the dress and then into nothing and just the color of the dress. And it was really pretty. I actually really liked it. So after photos, we did our entrance and we sat down for dinner, and dinner was nice. We got our food first, of course, and food was decent. Food was okay. I mean, it was just okay. We had to go through the catering that Red Rocks like Aramac, like we had to go through the Red Rocks catering, and it was fine. It was decent. We had the Italian dinner. There was some pastas. There was some chicken. There was some vegetables. Like it was good. It was yummy. A little cold, you know, from all the things being open. But it was fine. It was good. And then all the speeches, we kind of had a lot of speeches at our wedding. I'm not going to lie. It was like a lot of speeches, but people wanted to say stuff. So we're like, okay, like, yeah. And afterwards, you know, we got into dancing. We did our first dance. We did the father-daughter dance. We did the mother-son dance and then tossed the bouquet. We did the garter thing and then we went into partying and it was a lot of fun. A lot of people were cold. The one thing I will say, it was kind of a bummer, is that because the wedding went on through the rain and people were standing in the rain and not everyone had an umbrella and not everyone had a coat, because I was telling everyone like, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot for this wedding. And then apparently no one checked the weather themselves for the week of the wedding, but everyone was like dressed like it was gonna be hot, you know, like not mini skirts, but like dresses above your knees and stuff like that, like no shoulders, some strapless dress, like, you know, it's a wedding, you're dressing up and stuff, and if it's gonna be hot, there's less clothing, and people didn't bring sweaters or didn't bring a jacket, and then they were wet already, and then big winds were coming through, so they're wet with all this wind coming on them, and it was freezing, and so some people were just a little bit too cold, and then after dinner, a bunch of people dipped, so that kind of sucked, but I understand. But it kind of sucked. But it was still fun. All of, you know, our important peeps were still there. And when we were partying and hanging out underneath, like, there's a patio area, and they cleared out the patio area, and that's where we have kind of the dance floor, and that helped keep it cozy a little bit because it was just warmer in there with all the bodies collecting and dancing and stuff like that. So it was a good time, though. It was still a lot of fun. A really funny thing happened on the dance floor that I think I'm going to save for another podcast episode because this story in itself is incredible, but I'm a little upset that Dave and Dubs missed a lot of the actual partying and dancing and stuff. They dipped. They left me after dinner and they didn't even say goodbye. But it's okay. I already talked to them about it and yelled at them. It's fine. But that's pretty much the gist of the wedding. And it was a lot of fun despite everything. I tell people, oh yeah, it rained through my entire ceremony. And people are like, oh my gosh. Oh no, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, it was great. It was fine. It was really fun, actually. People are like, you're crazy and you're lying, but that's okay. But no, it was. It was so much fun because it's not even about the day going perfectly. Perfect is all in your mind. Either it's perfect because it's your wedding day and you're just trying to take in all the love and all the fun, or you need everything to be perfect because you're stressing about something else. And that's just not what I wanted to do. And I just made sure that I was just in the right mood that day. Maybe it was because I woke up at 3:45 in the morning and was just delusional and tired, so I didn't care. Maybe it was all the energy drinks that I took to make sure. And I was just really hyped up. I mean, I don't know, but I think it was just because it was my wedding day. I've been waiting for this. You only get it one time. And I wasn't going to let it bother me. I wasn't going to let anything bother me. And I did it. And so I'm really proud of myself for that. And the boy, he had a really good time too. Had a lot of fun just seeing family and friends and dancing and hanging out. And it was just so much fun. It really was. I don't think we had any wedding crashers from the concert. I didn't see a single wedding crasher. Oh, another thing that went wrong. We tried to help people out, and we wanted to be nice because Red Rocks is a little bit out of the way of Denver. People are already traveling. People bought flights to come to Denver. Then you got to buy hotel or Airbnb. Some people just drove across the country to get there. And so we're like, well, what can we do with the help of the cost of the wedding? And especially parking might be an issue with this concert and everything. So we grabbed Uber codes. We went through Uber and we were trying to give everyone $25. There was a code that we made for our wedding that was valid that night only, that we put in letters on the table for everyone. And I made sure they all knew hey, if you Ubered here, here's $25 in an Uber code so that you could Uber back wherever and we'll give you $25 for it. Thanks for being here. And people were like, oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And then at the end of the wedding, as we're all wrapping up and we're leaving, people are trying to put in these Uber codes and they're like, hey, it's not working. And I'm like, what do you mean it's not working? So then we tried and it's not working. And we're like, oh my God. And then we are hurrying, trying to log into our Uber account to see what's going on. And there was one last verification step that we didn't do for our Uber code, and our Uber codes were not valid that night. So the boy quickly did it on his phone, and then they were valid. So a couple people got to use them, but a lot of people didn't get to use them, and we're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But this Uber code, they had us verify three other times already. We verified on our email. We had to call. We called and physically talked to a person, and they were like, okay, you're all set up. You're good. And then we're like, cool. But apparently there was one more step that we had to do online, which was dumb, but whatever. So if you have to do an Uber code for any event later on, I don't know, double, triple check that shit because there's supposedly something else that we missed. But that was the gist of our wedding. And it was really pretty and it was really fun. And I loved it. And I know some people were really cold and some people were a little bit miserable, but I wasn't. And I think that's all that's important. So that's the gist of my wedding. I do have one major funny story that I want to tell you, but I'm going to save that for maybe the next one, maybe a couple after that. We'll get to it eventually because it's going to kind of come back around soon. So I'll fill you in on all of that a little bit later. But that was my Red Rocks wedding. And it really was you talk about a Red Rocks wedding. Because people were asking me, like, what's your theme? I was like, I don't fucking know. Like, my theme is Red Rocks. Like, I'm having it at Red Rocks. Like, what other theme do you have? And I put Red Rocks on my wedding invitations. I got into some graphic designery a little bit. And I made all of my own invitations. I totally customized, like, the save the dates and table letters. And I put the little Red Rocks logo. I don't even know if I'm technically allowed to do that, but I did it. And my theme was Red Rocks. I mean, my bridesmaids, their dress color, I tried my best to just match their dress to the color of the rocks, Red Rocks. And so, that was basically my theme, was Red Rocks. And it was a very Red Rocks wedding, even down to that very quick storm that blew through. And like, the winds were crazy and the rain was crazy and we had a little bit of thunder and then we had the concert going on. I mean, it was just so much fun. It was just everything about it just screams Red Rocks. If you've ever been to a Red Rocks concert and that big gust of wind comes through or that rain comes through, like, been there, done that. That's just Red Rocks. That's what it is. So it was a very Red Rocks wedding. I'm Nina Blanco. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to go and follow on socials if you haven't already. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, TikTok, all of it at the Nina Blanco. Thank you once again for listening. Love you so much. Bye.